Not being properly rested decreases our attention span, alertness, motivation, and performance. Many people, myself included, try to get a jolt throughout the day from coffee. But is the caffeine from coffee helping or hurting?
It's one small step for man.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
We choose to go to the moon, not because they are easy, but because they are
hard. I have a dream.
You can't handle the truth.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3.
2.
1.
Super, 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 super.
Super you.
Welcome to today's Super You Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Quammen. A lot of you know me as Equal Man. For those that have been listening along these weeks, you know that at the beginning of the year, we always give out my Audible version. We always give out snippets of my Audible version of the number one bestseller, The Focus Project, because it's the best time of year for us to kind of reset and refocus on big things versus busy ones. So it's all about how do we get the most out of life and how do we help others as much as possible. So again, glad you're enjoying these episodes specifically around the Focus Project and how you can focus on big things versus busy ones. So here are some more tips around focus. Rush to brush. Here's a quick trick that has worked for me and many others. If you feel as if you're about to eat something on your not worth it list, immediately brush your teeth. The fluoride taste and thought of having to brush your teeth again often squelches the desire. I travel with a toothbrush in my backpack since I don't ever want to be caught with food in my teeth while I'm performing on stage. After I finish my main course, I quickly go to the washroom to brush my teeth before they bring out the dessert menu. It gives me a fighting chance to say no to dessert. Does coffee help or hurt focus and productivity? Not being properly rested decreases our attention span, alertness, motivation, and performance. Many people, myself included, try to get a jolt throughout the day from coffee. But is the caffeine from coffee helping or hurting? Studies show that compared to other drugs, caffeine's power is relatively weak. Researchers agree that caffeine has three common effects. One, it postpones sleep. Two, it combats fatigue and boredom. And three, causes our hands to shake. Caffeine can also reduce audio and visual reaction times. However, other studies show caffeine can boost your mood for up to 3 hours. It can also produce different psychological effects on users depending on whether the user is an occasional caffeine user or a regular user. In sum, although caffeine's effects vary from person to person, the common theme is that it can affect mood and performance even when taken at a low dose, which is one of the reasons why regular coffee drinkers like me seem to believe that we can't be productive without the morning fix. But is this in our head, or is this actually true? We do know that caffeine is extremely addictive. Regular ingestion of caffeine affects our brain's chemical makeup, which is why users experience fatigue, headaches, and nausea when deprived of the drug. Make no mistake about it, caffeine is a drug. Within 24 hours without it, our body begins to feel withdrawal symptoms. These start small, a feeling of mental fogginess and a lack of alertness. Later, a throbbing headache may kick in, making it nearly impossible to focus. Muscle pains or flu-like symptoms can occur. Many people don't realize that caffeine is chemically addictive, which is the reason many coffee drinkers feel as if they can't function without it. While difficult, distancing yourself from your coffee addiction can be extremely beneficial for improving focus. Caffeine increases the levels of stress hormones in your body. Without this added stress, we can devote our efforts to important tasks. Determine how much sleep you need to feel well rested, and this will help lessen the chance of you reaching for your caffeine fix. A study conducted by the University of Barcelona shows that women and men are affected differently by coffee. Men start to feel the impact of coffee 10 minutes after consumption. Women take 35 to 40 minutes to get their alertness kick, and it's less powerful than in men. The effects of coffee generally occur in the 2 to 3 hour range after consumption, but can be longer or shorter based primarily on age and metabolism. Women also experience more of a placebo effect. Simply anticipating the warmth of holding a cup of coffee and the resulting stimulating effects of caffeine may be enough to feel these effects. When researchers had participants drink decaf, women reported feeling significantly more alert than men, who reported just a slight boost. An American term for coffee is cup of joe. This slang dates back to 1914. Josephus Daniels, Secretary of the Navy, banned U.S. Navy ships from serving alcoholic beverages. The next best drug to alcohol was coffee. Playing off Daniels' first name of Josephus, cup of joe stuck in American culture. Little did everyone know at the time how addictive this little brown liquid could become. Determine what works best for you and your own cup of joe. Many studies show a cup of coffee per day is healthy for you, but we also know that too much of a good thing is still too much. Find the proper balance. My take on this? I decided to pick one day a week to go coffee free. I'm not going to lie, this was extremely challenging for me. The day I normally pick to avoid coffee is either a busier morning or when I'm traveling. If it's a busy morning, I just won't have time to savor it, and when I travel, coffee isn't quite as good away from home. Plus, I like my coffee the consistency of motor oil. The darker and stronger, the better. This style of coffee is difficult to find away from home. Drinking coffee out of a paper cup is also on my not worth it list. Bad for the environment, bad for the taste, and bad for the Zen experience. Focus foods. The old saying, garbage in, garbage out, is especially true when it comes to our minds. While most of us focus on our food for athletic performance, appearance, and well-being, very few of us pay attention to what foods are best for our minds. Think of focus foods like wax for our snowboard or skis. It makes everything so much smoother. The best focus foods are avocados have the highest protein and lowest sugar concentration of any fruit. Yep, it's a fruit. Just like every part of the body, the brain depends on blood flow, and avocados enhance blood flow. These green wonders are also packed with folate and vitamin K, which help improve cognitive abilities such as focus and memory. Blueberries have antioxidants in spades, enhancing the flow of blood to the brain. Blueberries are also beneficial in protecting against cancer, heart disease, and dementia. Studies further suggest blueberries may improve memory and top the list of antioxidant health benefits. Green tea. We already know that caffeine, in the right dosage, can help improve focus, speed, accuracy, and alertness. Green tea is naturally infused with mild doses of caffeine. A cup of green tea contains around 24 to 40 milligrams of caffeine, whereas a cup of coffee is generally in the 100 to 200 milligram range. Green tea contains L-theanine, causing a slower release of its caffeine than coffee. This slower infusion of caffeine into the body helps prevent the crashing experience that we overstimulate with caffeine. Green tea can also help our metabolism, naturally burning fat. Leafy greens. A neurology study showed that people who ate two or more daily servings of vegetables, especially leafy greens, had the mental focus of people 5 years their junior. Leafy greens are loaded with B vitamins and antioxidants, which help to boost brain power. The inherent folic acid also improves mental clarity. Quick tip, the darker shade of green, the better. Fatty, oily fish contain omega-3 fatty acids, aiding memory, mental performance, and behavioral function. People deficient in omega-3s are more likely to have poor memory, mood swings, depression, and fatigue. Fish improves our concentration and mood. The main sources of fatty fish are salmon, trout, mackerel, herring, sardines, and kipper. In bonus points, salmon may also protect our skin from the damaging effects of the sun's UV rays. Water is the elixir of life. Water gives the brain the electrical energy for thought and memory processes. Water has been proven to help us think faster, be more focused, and experience greater clarity and creativity. Every single function of our body depends on water, so it is critically important to get enough water. Start each day by drinking a glass of water. Dark chocolate. Yes, this is very exciting. We have been given the green light to eat dark chocolate. However, this go-ahead doesn't refer to most of the popular chocolates, often packed with sugar, corn syrup, and milk. So don't start binging on Hershey's Kisses. The magnesium in dark chocolate stimulates healthy chemicals in our bodies like endorphins and serotonin, helping reduce stress and heightening our moods, overall making us feel good. Look for dark chocolate that has at least a 70% cocoa count. While bitter at first, over time, I've become accustomed to the taste. Looking for two superfoods in one? Melt dark chocolate, sprinkle it in some flaxseed, and cover with fresh blueberries. Put onto wax paper and freeze. Regarding dark chocolate, adhere to the old saying that all good things come in small packages. Flax seeds. Flax seeds are high in magnesium, B vitamins, omega-3 fatty acids, and fiber, all of which aid mental clarity, weight loss, and ultimately focus. Flax seeds are also rich in alpha-linolenic acid, ALA, a healthy fat that stimulates the cerebral cortex. In turn, this stimulation helps increase brain function. Flax seeds are easy to sprinkle on cereal, yogurt, oatmeal, and salads. Nuts. Nuts are loaded with antioxidant vitamin E, which is associated with limiting cognitive decline as we age. We just need an ounce of vitamin E a day to get this benefit. It's also rich in essential oils and amino acids that aid our focus. Sprinkle some almonds into your day. They increase attention, awareness, and memory. Walnuts improve cognitive functions and maximize our memory. Eating less than a handful achieves the best results. Coffee. One of the top-selling t-shirts says, "But first, coffee." Some of us just aren't fully there until we have our coffee. Coffee is loaded with caffeine, which can improve alertness and focus. However, results may vary. Eggs. Incorporating eggs into our meals is beneficial as they're a high source of B vitamins, antioxidants, and omega-3 fatty acids, which all stimulate cognitive functioning. 2 eggs a day can drive significant improvement. Eggs are rich in tyrosine, which stimulates dopamine production in the body. Dopamine, coined as the motivational molecule, heightens our productivity by increasing focus, motivation, and energy levels. Beets. Let's not beat around the bush here. Beets tend to inspire a love it or hate it reaction, but have been proven to be a strong driver of focus. Beets increase blood flow and oxygen to the brain, in turn, increasing brain function. Beets can also stimulate our athletic performance by preventing fatigue. The good news is that many of the focus foods are also superfoods. They help improve our overall health and wellness. Eat decision fatigue for breakfast. Every day we encounter decision fatigue. The reason Steve Jobs wore the same black shirt every day was because it was one less decision he had to make. During this year of focus, I tested eating the same foods at home for breakfast every day to eliminate one decision. This healthy breakfast would help ensure I consume the nutrients to start my day right. But that's right, I ate the same thing for the entire year for breakfast when I was at home. This breakfast consisted of 1 egg white frittata. Pour 100% of egg whites into a small pan and flip over once when needed. A green smoothie, primarily made of banana, honey, baby spinach, mint, edamame, pineapple, plant-based protein powder, chai seeds, water, and ice. 1 small avocado on the side, 5 cherry tomatoes, a few slices of 0% salt turkey. I was at the deli so often that the wonderful folks started slicing no-salt turkey when they saw me approaching. One day, Anna Maria was with me, and we were wearing the same church volunteer shirts. Miriam at the deli asked, "Do you know that there's another girl in the store who has the same shirt on?" "Oh yeah, that's my wife," I replied. "Hey, I told you that was no-salt's wife," Miriam shouted to her colleagues. I'd ordered the same deli turkey so often that my nickname was No Salt. Even more hilarious was now Anna Maria's nickname was No Salt's wife. This show is produced by Jake Brin, Maritza Gutierrez, and Kelsey Gomez, and it's made possible by you, our listeners. So thank you so much for tuning in each and every week. Obviously, we have these shows that we do at the beginning of the year. It's the third year we've done it, to where we give you tips and clips from the number one bestseller, The Focus Project. But obviously, we have our regular show. Those are me sitting down with guests. That might be me talking about some late topic that we get a question on, whether that's artificial intelligence, or it could be I get interviewed on another show, or some of our more popular episodes are when we have 7 super tips, or we sit down with guests that we interview, or get tips from Elon Musk, from Jeff Bezos, from Miley Cyrus, on down the line. So again, tune in each and every week to the Super You podcast. We're trying to do more than one show a week, so let us know how that's going. But until next time, this is your host, Eric Qualman. A lot of you know me as Equal Man. Reminding all of us, it's not what we take from the world, it's what we leave behind.
7 6 5 4 3 2 1
Super, 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 super you.